You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A pesticide, DDT, was responsible for wiping out large populations of top predator birds. People often think of the bald eagle. Well, DDT was banned in the 1970s, and raptors, with some help from wildlife biologists, started making a comeback. One of those birds, the peregrine falcon, is still endangered in Michigan. However, peregrines are doing better after being wiped out everywhere east of the Mississippi River. Karen Cleveland is an all-bird biologist at the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. I read that before DDT killed off so many of these birds, that the peregrine falcon liked the high cliffs found in the Upper Peninsula. In the early days of restoration work, biologists tried to bring them back there. What happened?
Well, it's one of these challenges of these are birds that like to wander around a lot. We can try to restore them where we think they should go, but they'll wander around quite a bit. And for them, the neighborhood, if we were to release them on Isle Royale, might include Ontario, it might include Minnesota. So the birds that we actually were trying to bring back in the Upper Peninsula, they may have survived and bred, but they really weren't coming back to the Upper Peninsula in the numbers that we were expecting at that point.
So they do like these high cliff-like places. Where have you had success?
Well, our initial success really was, and this was a little bit of an experiment to see if it would work here in the Midwest as we were trying to bring back the species, is in the urban areas in southern Michigan that we had in the early days of the program back in the 1980s had actually set up some hack boxes, so basically boxes where we could have chicks that would learn to fly and grow there and kind of acclimate to those locations in Grand Rapids and Detroit to see, will the birds actually think that tall buildings are cliffs? And it turns out they really do.
So you built boxes and put them on the top of tall buildings?
Yep.
Wow. And they liked it?
They liked it in numbers much higher than we ever really expected. And surprisingly, right now, our largest populations of peregrines in Michigan are actually in our urban centers.
So which city has the most peregrines?
And the highest density right now is going to be in the Detroit area. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense because with most of our wildlife management, where the habitat is where the species is. And when you're talking artificial cliffs, Detroit really has the bulk of the habitat for that right now. But you can also find them in Ann Arbor and Jackson and Lansing and Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. So we've got birds all across basically every urban center in the southern part of the state.
So tell us about this bird. What does it look like? How big is it? What's its prey?
It's about the size of a crow, so it's not a large bird. One of their nicknames is actually pigeon hawk or duck hawk because they're going to be going after birds that are on the wing. And so they will take mallards. We thought in the urban centers they would eat a lot of pigeons. It turns out they eat some pigeons, but they don't eat a lot of pigeons in the urban centers. They actually hunt for a lot of the wild birds that are going to be flying through these river corridors that are in the middle of a lot of our cities here in Michigan. So they'll eat things like woodcock and cuckoos and flickers as well.
So I understand it has a unique way of going after its prey. Can you describe that?
So because they're hunting birds, they're going to be looking for something that's flying, and they have to be able to be faster or more maneuverable than whatever their prey is. And so the way that they actually hunt for these birds that are flying is they will fly really high up into the sky, where if you're standing on the ground with the naked eye, you may not be able to see them that far up in the sky. And they basically circle, and they wait looking for prey. And when they see a prey bird flying past, they tuck their wings in, and then they just dive straight down on it. And they'll reach speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour. They are the fastest animal on Earth when they do this. And when they come down, they will either attack the bird and grab it to try to kill it, or the other thing that's kind of more amazing is traveling at that speed, they pull out of the dive just on top of the bird. They fist both of their feet, and they just slam into the bird and basically concuss it, knock it onto the ground, and then go down and kill it, which it's just amazing to think of the power of that and the control that those birds are exhibiting at that point.
Yeah, smashing into anything at 200 miles per hour sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
So after completely disappearing in Michigan, how many peregrine falcons are there in Michigan now?
Well, the numbers are a little bit fluid, but we're right now tracking about 35 pairs that are active in the state. The number's been slowly creeping up each year. So we'll probably hit 40 pairs that are fairly regularly here within the next couple of years. It's actually pretty exciting right now because we had been seeing for a number of years a lot of population growth in these urban centers in southern Michigan. And like I said, that's not where we would normally expect these birds to show up. But the last couple of years, we've been seeing more new nests showing up on those empty cliff sites in the UP, which is really exciting to know that the birds are finding that historic habitat and they're reclaiming it for themselves.
Now, we've seen a number of comebacks. The peregrine, we're seeing some trumpeter swans, bald eagles, although they're all still endangered. When I looked at the DNR's list, there were a lot of warblers, sparrows, woodpeckers, about 46 birds in trouble, and many others on the decline. What do we need to do to help birds in Michigan?
Well, one of our biggest challenges right now is actually in loss of grassland habitat. And so we've got some initiatives that are going on to try to work with private landowners to try to protect the grasslands that we've got, because it's so easy to convert our grasslands into either residential development or commercial development. That's one of our biggest challenges right now in the southern part of the state. But the short answer is basically be aware of the habitat that's around you. Look at your yard and try to think of what can you do out there that's going to provide more benefit for birds. And it may simply be something like planting a fruiting bush to provide some food for birds that are coming through on migration. Even if you don't have a large yard, you can do some small things like that.
And are native plants preferred over just, you know, any kind of fruiting bush?
Yes, and we do have a lot of native plants that are both showy, so that they're really nice to look at, as well as they provide good wildlife value. And so things like highbush cranberry that actually will hold on to fruit well into the end of the season and into the winter is a great source of food for a lot of our wildlife.
Karen Cleveland is an all-bird biologist at the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. We've been talking about the recovery of the peregrine falcon and how that bird has adapted to urban habitat. Thanks for telling us about Michigan's peregrines.
Oh, my pleasure.